Multimodal memory and perception. DeepSeek's latest round of community analysis argues that compressing vision tokens, especially for OCR, can dramatically extend effective context without quadratic memory blowups at some accuracy cost. Commenters cite DeepSeek's OCR showing roughly 10x compression at about 92% accuracy and point to work exploring glyphs that bundle characters into visual patches for 3 to 4 times token savings. The trade-off is lossy compression, with reported 0.2% drops on some benchmarks, but major VRAM savings and longer contexts. Others counter that LLMs already remember plenty, and that the more interesting frontier is selective forgetting, prioritizing high-value signal over human slop. The debate highlights a practical angle. Better compression can enable larger windows, but memory still breaks on cross-references humans consider trivial. So the goal is smarter context, not just bigger. On the product side, Qwen 3 VL8B thinking is explicit about scaling both perception and context. Native 256K expandable to 1M, stronger OCR 32 languages, visual agent abilities to operate GUIs, and architecture tweaks like interleaved MROPE and DeepStack to stabilize long horizon and fine-grained alignment. The thinking variant targets stepwise reasoning with tool invocation and long video handling as first-class citizens. NVIDIA's OmniVinci leans into omnimodal understanding, see, read, listen, speak, with a Hugging Face drop, inference examples across video, audio, and images, and a non-commercial license. The pitch is straightforward: unified multimodal comprehension with practical code paths to try it quickly in transformers, while signaling competitive performance on common audio vision benchmarks. Real-time vision super resolution. A different path to efficiency shows up in diffusion-based video super resolution. Flash VSR proposes a one-step streaming setup that reports roughly 17 FPS at 768x408 on a single A100 via three ideas: a distillation pipeline for streaming SR, locality-constrained sparse attention, LCSA, to cut redundant compute and bridge train test resolution gaps, and a tiny conditional decoder. The authors claim up to about a 12-vime speedups over prior one-step diffusion VSR baselines, and caution that some third-party ports missing LCSA regress to dense attention and worse artifacts. Use the official pipeline to get the advertised scaling. As multimodal systems push toward embodied and real-time experiences, makers continue to fill in the tactile side. A Hackaday build shows a DIY force feedback joystick using an Arduino Micro, TMC 2208 stepper drivers, belt-driven pulleys, and magnetic encoders, presenting as a USB HID. Community discussion notes that while commercial force feedback faded for a while, better visuals and sim demand are reviving it. Steppers offer predictable positioning with straightforward control, though brushed motors remain plausible with the right closed-loop design. Beyond attention for long contexts, Manifest AI's Brumby 14B markets a completely attention-free LLM with power retention and promises of long context inference hundreds of times faster than attention. Community code reads find standard QKV projections in the forward path and a gating layer feeding a custom kernel. Even their paper suggests it's a form of linear attention with speed still degrading with context length, subquadratic but not constant. The model also appears initialized from Qwen 3.14b, with a 4K retraining budget leading some to view it closer to fine-tuning. Interesting exploration, but the presentation invites skepticism until independent benchmarks land. Choosing kernels today remains contextual. Practitioners advise Flash Attention 3 for maximum throughput on H100s with standard causal bidirectional masks, while Flex Attention, especially via Unsloth, shines for research, custom masking, or pushing context length with non-standard patterns. Reported speedups vary. Unsloth touts big gains over Flash Attention 2, FA3 adds another 1.5 to 2 times in some regimes, and others report smaller wins depending on sequence length and mask type. The practical advice: if you're training a conventional model, FA3 is a safe default. If you're experimenting with bespoke attention, Flex buys flexibility. Local constraints still matter. A Windows 11 user with 32GB RAM and 8GB VRAM asked what best model they can run locally and how to strip content safeguards. The thread orients around the usual trade-offs: quantization, context budgets, and responsiveness, underscoring that hardware ceilings and desired behavior including attempts to bypass guardrails, strongly shape model choice and setup. Do LLMs truly reason? A Towers of Hanoi study from CMU and Berkeley prompted spirited debate. Failure rates rose with more stacks. Reasoning, prompts help but agentic wrappers didn't. And authors conclude LLMs are largely following high probability modes rather than genuine reasoning. Critics push back that humans also degrade with task complexity and question why reasoning thinking model variants, e.g. DeepSeek R1, Claude Sonnet's thinking, weren't evaluated. The behavioral failure mode, looping or doubling down rather than stepping back, is familiar to users and highlights the need for metacognitive controls in the loop. Practitioner experience suggests process matters. One engineer reports 6 months of daily Claude code use to refactor a large internal app, from 100K to 300 to 400K lock, emphasizing structured pairing, disciplined prompting, and frequent replans over vibe coding. Key tactics include skills that auto-activate, documentation flows to keep context aligned, and knowing when to intervene manually rather than forcing the agent to do everything. The takeaway: reasoning improves when workflows give models sharper scaffolding and tighter feedback loops. A complementary direction is to make natural language executable. DAO Studio's natural language programming runs instructions as scripts, plain words in, workflows out, pursuing reliability and cost-effectiveness for automation via open source. It's not English replaces Python, but express intent in English, run with guardrails, which meshes well with agent runtimes that need clarity, not cleverness. Rails for accountable agents. Security teams are codifying simple rules that product developers can apply. Meta's Agents Rule of Two says an agent should only have two of: read untrusted data, access sensitive data, or take actions. All three at once is a straight shot to compromise. Commenters note the idea reframes known risks, lethal trifecta, into a usable design pattern. Break the chain, reduce blast radius. Identity and authorization are catching up. An OpenID Foundation-aligned editorial argues for on behalf of by default, binding human, agent, and intent to every action. SIBA for asynchronous approvals at the right risk thresholds. Registries for agent capability discovery via the Model Context Protocol, MCP, and webbot authentication so APIs can verify which agent is calling. Treat agents as first-class identities with SCIM for rapid deprovisioning, and move policy to the edge so governance travels with the call. It's the boring but vital plumbing that makes autonomy auditable. Agent platforms are already integrating pieces of this. Hopper, a privacy-focused Wear OS assistant, supports OpenAI-compatible endpoints, including self-hosted LLMs, built-in tools for notes, web search, alarms, custom webhook tools, and crucially, remote MCP servers for safe tool discovery and invocation. It demonstrates a phone-free, watch-native agent that chains tools while keeping user control front and center. Defensive tooling is also evolving. One AI security post introduces AMDS, a neurosymbolic AI defense layer claimed to run continuous self-assessment loops at microsecond intervals, detect manipulation in flight, and block risky outputs with sub-10-millisecond latency at up to a reported 1 memem request second via WASMD, vector caching, AgentDB, and multicore parallelism. Impressive claims, but as with all vendor-authored benchmarks, independent validation will matter. Security alerts and attack surface. Bleeping Computer's feed captures the breadth of today's attack surface. Highlights include CISA and NSA guidance for securing Microsoft Exchange, a token leak at OpenVSX enabling malicious extension publishing, China-linked exploitation of a Landscope Endpoint Manager zero-day, a Windows zero-day used to spy on European diplomats, Microsoft Edge's new scareware sensor, and a surge of NFC relay malware in Eastern Europe with hundreds of malicious Android apps targeting payment cards. The same feed notes OpenAI exploring memory-based ads in ChatGPT and Google confirming ads in AI-powered search results, signaling monetization pressure alongside security hardening. Meanwhile, OSINT tooling remains a double-edged sword. Spider OSINT aggregates lookups across major social platforms and email intelligence, even bundling an email bomber. It's a reminder that capability isn't the bottleneck, governance is. Use responsibly or better, design systems where misuse is harder than doing the right thing. Erasing harmful model knowledge. As regulators push for right to be forgotten, Unlearning moves from demo to discipline. Metamorphosis, representation projection, proposes to erase targeted knowledge by projecting hidden states onto subspaces, inserting small projection matrices after selected MLP layers, and training only those 0.1 MEVR parameters reported. The method is idempotent and aims to be irreversible. Reapplying the projection doesn't reintroduce content, and the model resists relearning and jailbreaks better than baselines in reported tests. On sequential unlearning, MRP reports a 0.905 score after 4 tasks, while maintaining low accuracy, 0.383, on forgotten items even after relearning attempts. The framing echoes an argument from the DeepSeek thread. Forgetting is not a bug, it's a feature. Prioritize high-rank signal, suppress low-value or harmful data, and reduce interference. Compression, longer contexts, and retrieval help you remember what matters now. Unlearning helps you reliably forget what should never have been there. Monetization limits and abuse. User chatter around Anthropic's Neptune v6 update centers less on model names and more on economics. Speculation about Opus 4.5 or Sonnet 4.6-4.7 mixes with frustration over hard weekly limits for Opus on the Max plan, workarounds like timed session resets, and strategies like using a deep context MCP server to reduce token burn. Others report no issues depending on workflows, but the sentiment is clear. Capability without predictable usage budgets frustrates non-developer users. The monetization story broadens. OpenAI is reportedly considering memory-based ads in ChatGPT, and Google says AI search will include ads, likely with new formats. Expect more personalization pressure, and with it, more headaches for privacy and safety teams. Finally, a removed post alleged a venture-backed AI phone farm aimed at flooding social media with spam. With no details beyond the title, treat it as a cautionary note, not a verified event. Still, it underscores the stakes. The same agentic stack that boosts productivity can be weaponized for scale abuse, making the identity, policy, and security rails discussed above non-optional. As a coda for practitioners, the playbook for training smaller, cheaper models continues to evolve. And resources like Hugging Face's Small Training Playbook hint at community efforts to share what works in the trenches, worth bookmarking as techniques stabilize.